The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes to us from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, and then down to 16 through 20. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The subtitle of chapter 10 is Jesus Sends Out His Disciples. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them on ahead in pairs to all the towns and villages that he visited. These were his instruction to them. The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. Pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask him to send out more workers for his field. Go now, remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take along any money or traveler bag or even an extra pair of sandals, and don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessings. If those who live there are worthy, the blessing will stand. If they are not, the blessing will return to you. When you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you, because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you, and heal the sick. As you have healed them, say, the kingdom of God is near you now. But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into the streets and say, we wipe the dust off of our feet from your town as a public announcement of your doom. And don't forget, the kingdom of God is near. And then down to verse 16 through the end of the session to verse 20. Then he said to the disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully responded to him, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we use your name. Yes, he told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning. And I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions. You rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing. Red letters which indicate these are the words that were attributed to Jesus.